Moses might think that he became a forgotten man to everyone for 40 years. We went through last Sunday about unknown time for Moses, the second another 40 years after first 40 years in the palace. He lived in the wilderness for another 40 years, and it was his unknown time because he didn't know what's going on to him. For 40 years, the second 40 years, he might think that himself as a forgotten man because he just was an ordinary shepherd for 40 years. He was taking care of the sheep, of course, and Moses took this flock to the far side of the desert and came to the mountain named Horeb. It might be his ordinary route or routine to take care of the flock. And the place Horeb was not new to him. It was an ordinary desert mountain. It was one of his ordinary days. Nothing was special before he saw a flame of fire in the midst of unburned bush. He never saw this thing happen before, so he decided to come close to check, to see what it was. And at a time, Moses got called by God. In the midst of ordinary day, Moses got called by God. And God said, "Hey, Moses, take off your sandal, take off your shoes, for the place where you are standing is holy ground." We know this story well, and it is not new to you, right? We know this story when God called Moses. It is the moment that Moses met with God. What God said to Moses was, "Do not come closer and take off your shoes, because it is the holy place." It was not the holy place to Moses before, and it was just one of the places in the wilderness, right? For 40 years, he was living in the wilderness, and it was not new to him. But however, suddenly, it became the holy place because God said so. It is holy ground. It is holy place. It is so interesting that God said it is holy ground. You know, we are living in our living room in our house, right? We are sleeping in the bedroom. We got a bathroom. We got a kitchen. We got a dining room. We got a, you know, car, garage, wherever. Not holy place. Living room is just living room. I'm used to live, you know, sit down on my couch there. And bedroom is bedroom. I sleep in my bed. Bathroom is bathroom. Good for me, right? It's not a holy place. But suddenly God said, "Hey, don't come closer. Take off your shoes. It is the place you are standing is holy ground." It is so interesting. It is so interesting. Think about it. Your bedroom is holy place. Your bathroom is holy place. Your kitchen is holy place. Your dining room, your car garage is holy place. Wow. What are you doing in your living room, in your bathroom, or wherever? God said, "It is holy place." Wow. It's big. How can I live there now in my living room? How can I sit down on the couch in my living room? Because it's a holy place. Is this church a holy place? Is your home a holy place? Yes, of course. Our places can be the holy place because the holy place is wherever God's presence. It is simple. It's not a complicated. It is simple. God is holy. Right? So, and He is the one, God is the one who makes and declares place and people holy. Why? Because God is holy. So the ordinary place that Moses stands has become the holy ground, holy place, because of God's presence, because of God's holiness. To the people, it's the same. You know what? Human beings, we are so it's like more centric mindset we have. We have a very centered mindset. You know, I have my own criteria to judge other people. Like, oh, he's not that. Oh, he's not that. Oh, he's not. No, 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 no. You know what? I pray one day about the people. And if God said, hey, Eugene, you're thinking of this person like this way, but he's holy, then who can object it? I cannot object it, right? The reason that he's holy is not because of his behavior, is not because he's qualified to be holy. No. The reason that he's holy because God is holy. The presence of God is with him, that means he's holy. Right? The place is the same. Our living room, our bedroom is holy? No, it's an ordinary place. I used to sleep there. I used to sit on my couch usually. That's an ordinary place, right? But the reason God says it's holy, because God is there. Because God is holy. We cannot judge other people. Because if God says holy, he or she is holy. Right? We cannot judge other place. We cannot judge other place. Oh, this is not a secular place. Oh, this is a holy place. No. Wherever God presences, that's the place of the holy. And God said, hey, Moses, take off your shoes. This is the holy ground. Holy ground. Then why God said, take off your shoes, take off your sandals? What does it mean? It means God asked Moses to get rid of his old identity. Moses thought of himself as an ordinary shepherd. As we shared last Sunday, Moses was his unknown time for 40 years in the wilderness, and he didn't have any idea about what God's plan would be for him. He just spent 40 years in Midian, the wilderness, as an ordinary shepherd. It was his old identity, shepherd. Now, God asked him to get rid of his old identity as an ordinary shepherd. So, if I interpret what God said to Moses to the scripture, it would be like that. Hey Moses, do not come closer to me with your old identity. You are not an ordinary shepherd. You will be a new person, and I am holy, so I will make you holy. I will make every place you go holy because I will go with you. God's calling changed everything about Moses. Moses was not qualified to be holy at all, right? But because God is holy, that's why Moses, the place Moses walked, is holy. Moses' unknown time now has become the known time to God. God has planned to choose Moses since Moses was born. God brought Moses into Pharaoh's palace for 40 years. Then God brought Moses into the wilderness for another 40 years. And God revealed himself to Moses to bring him up to God's plan for Israelite. So when Moses got called by God, he was 80 years old. However, we all know what Moses' reaction was to God's calling. He rejected and he denied God's calling. And he said, hey, I'm not the person, God. And I'm not the right person to do that. He was not ready to be the leader of Israelite to lead Exodus. And he said he was not eloquent. He was a slow speaker, which means he was not a person good at speech. Right? Think about it, 40 years living in the wilderness. I have a little puppy in my house. An interesting thing happened to me because I talked to my puppy. Hey, her name is Dooley. Hey, Dooley, let's go. Dooley, let's go. Dooley, eat. Dooley, no. Dooley, stop. All right? I don't know if she understood, you know, my language, but I speak to my little puppy. Think about it, 40 years. Hey God, I'm not eloquent. I'm a slow speaker. I'm not good at speaking. 40 years, Moses spoke many times to flock, right? Hey, let's go. He never had a chance to public speak to many people for 40 years because he was just an ordinary shepherd. He didn't have any chance to speak in front of many people. Right? He just spoke to many in front of many sheep, maybe 100 sheep or 200 sheep. Hey sheep, let's go this way. And God called, hey, you will be a leader of Israelite. No, 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 God, I'm not that person. I'm not eloquent. I am a slow speaker. I never have experience to speak in front of people. I cannot be a leader. He couldn't understand why God called him, because he thought himself that he was disqualified. You see, Moses was focusing on himself. I'm not qualified. You know what? Many people, they think that this is a way to be humbleness, right? Humble. I'm not qualified for that, you know. But you know, that means still I am focusing on me. I'm not qualified, but God is qualified. I'm not holy, but God is holy. That's why I'm holy, right? We have to think about our attitude to God's calling through the lens of Moses. Moses said, I'm not qualified. I never experienced to speak in front of many people. I'm a slow speaker. Slow speaker. Moses was holding his old identity still, right? I'm just ordinary shepherd, God. Right. However, God never makes mistake. Calling to Moses, choosing Moses, was not God's mistake at all. Back in 1997, when I was in the University of South Carolina, anybody came from South Carolina? No? Gamecock? No Gamecock here? When I was in the University of South Carolina to study English, I first got a call from God. It was 1997. I don't try to compare between me and Moses at all, okay? Please don't get me wrong. But I just want to share with you that the calling from God changed my perspectives. I came to the United States to study English in order to be a journalist in Korea. I want to be a journalist. I want to go to every corner of society and to write down some unjust stuff, you know, newspaper journalist. That was my dream. That's why I came to the United States to study English in order to be a journalist in Korea. It was my dream for my future in Korea. I was looking forward to getting a successful life in Korea. That was the reason to study English. That was my reason to study English. Okay? But you see, now I am using my English for what? For the ministries. I never imagined that. That was not my dream at all. But now I'm using my first foreign language, English, for the ministry and for the mission. When I got called by God, I said to God, no, God, you got the wrong person. I'm not that person. I won't be a minister. I won't be a missionary. I'm not that person. We all know that the final victory is always God's, not ours. My point is, I didn't know why God gave me a chance to learn English in the United States at a time. But God knew exactly what he would call me for his ministries. I just thought of myself selfish. I just thought of myself that I was an ordinary young man having ambition to be a successful man. But God's plan for me was totally different. My unknown time has become the known time in God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Moses' story for today is not his story only. It's not my story only. But it is all our stories. We all got called by God. I can tell you, as a pastor of the Present Value UMC, all we got called by God. You may or may not recognize God's calling in your life. Maybe so far you may not experience God's calling. You may not recognize it. However, what I can tell you is we are all called by God in God's love and God's mercy. I can tell you there is no one becoming a follower of Christ by his or own will or choice. The reason that we became Christians is God's calling. That's why we said we are chosen people. Right? We didn't choose to be a Christian, but God chose us. So we say we are chosen people. So when you do evangelism, you know, kinds of a theological terminology, evangelism, but I hope you understand what evangelism is, okay? I'm not going to explain you about evangelism. So when you do evangelism, which means when we invite our family members or our relatives or our friends who are not Christian yet to the church, we are not persuading them to be Christians by our knowledge or speaking skill, but just praying that they may feel God's calling to be followers of Christ. So, evangelism is not persuasion, but evangelism is about sharing the good news with other people. Then they will feel God's calling by God's providence. So evangelism, therefore, is to participate in the work of the Holy Spirit, and we are chosen for this. Mission and ministries are the same in this concept. We are not the subject of mission. We are not the subject of ministries, but the Spirit of God is the subject of mission and the subject of ministry. But you know, many of Christians nowadays, today, they got misconception about the mission and ministries. Hey, this is what we have to do. This is what we have to do. We are called to do this one. No. In the Greek word, we say missio dei. Missio dei means mission of God, and another meaning is missionary God, which means God's mission. We are not doing our mission, we are doing God's mission, which means we are participating in his mission. He's doing his great work, great job, and we are just participating in his ministry. We see his glory during the mission of God. So, evangelism, mission and ministry are the same. That is not ours, that is God's. So when God calls us, when God called Reuben here, when God called Eugene here, when God called Pam here, hey, come to this mission. That doesn't mean that you are qualified. That doesn't mean that I'm qualified. That doesn't mean that you are qualified. That means I am. God is qualified to do that. That's why he invited us to do the missions. So it is not my mission, it is God's mission. So, dear my brothers and sisters, do not be humble in God in worldly way. Do not be humble just like what people they just try to show the humbleness. Oh, I'm not qualified. I'm not ready for that. I need more time to prepare for that. Do you think it's humble? No. Still, we are focusing on ourselves. I'm not ready for that. I am not qualified. The mission is not my mission. When God called me, hey, Eugene, be a missionary. I'm not ready for being a missionary. I don't know about what mission is. Hey, Eugene, you misunderstand. The reason that I called you is because you are qualified. It's not you are not qualified yet. You are not. But this is my mission. I invite you, my mission. Enjoy your time with me in the mission. Because it is God's mission. So we have to get rid of our old identity. You know, it is not humble. Just focusing on God is the humbleness. It's humbleness. The point is, we are all called by God, not by our qualification, but by his plan and will. So true humbleness is to follow his plan and his will, not to focus on whether I am qualified or not. Right? That's why God called you Reuben. to do that. That's why, Pam, God called you to do that. That's why God called me to be minister, not because I'm qualified. God called us, all of us. Take off your shoes. Take off your shoes. Get rid of your old identity. We got called by God. It is the same calling as Moses experienced. Even though our tasks are different from Moses, of course. God doesn't ask us to lead the Exodus just like Moses. But God's calling is the same to us. God says, take off your shoes, which means get rid of your old identity. Before we are called by God, we are just like people living in the wilderness and working for living in the wilderness. And we thought our identity was like just ordinary people. However, after God called us, we are not people living in the wilderness anymore, but we are not ordinary people anymore. God made us people of God, and we became the people living in the holy ground. Our living place has been changed from the wilderness to the holy ground. My living room changed from the ordinary living room to the holy living room. My bedroom has been changed from the ordinary bedroom to the holy bedroom because God said this is the holy ground. Not because of me, but because of God. God said it is holy ground. Do you know what it means? If we stay within God, if we stay within God, our place is holy ground because of God's presence. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in our uncertain situation, you know, we just pray at the beginning of our service for our church family in Texas. You know, we were all surprised right after service last Sunday when we got news. We are living in uncertainty, really. We are living in an uncertain situation, uncertain time. But in this our uncertain situation, God calls us, take off your old identity. Stay with me, then you will be a new person. I am holy, so you will be holy if you are with me. Walking in uncertainty is not about wandering around because of no direction. Walking in uncertainty means staying in God by renewing our heart and mind. I believe, my dear brothers and sisters, strongly I believe that God is driving our church for renewing our heart and mind. No one feels comfortable of change. No one feels comfortable of change. Everyone, including me, would like to keep my own old identity because it's been used to be for 40 years, as Moses was in for 40 years. But however, God is calling us and asking us to renew our identity in God. From shepherd to the great leader, Moses' identity changed. From the ordinary Christian to the true follower of Christ, to the true disciples of Jesus Christ, God asking us to get rid of old identity. Because God is with us, because God is holy, because God is using us for His glory, not for my glory, not for my sake, but only God for God's name, only for God's kingdom. That's why God called us, get rid of your old identity. You used to live this way for 70 years, for 80 years, for 60 years, for 50 years. Okay, but now it is time to change your old identity. You are not ordinary shepherd. I am calling you to lead all Israelites. God, I'm not comfortable about change. I'm not comfortable. Me, I am not comfortable of change at all. Because I used to be just Eugene, right? But you know what? God calls us. Get rid of your old identity. Get rid of all your identity. That's why I believe God is driving our congregations, you and me, for renewing our heart and minds. Even if it's not comfortable, we have to cross out from our comfort zone. This is my comfort zone. Don't cross my boundary. You cross the boundary. No, stay away. We are so much defensive to the change, right? But God said, no, you are not that person. Don't live don't live in your ordinary living room. It is not ordinary living room anymore. It is holy ground. It is not ordinary Present Valley UMC. It is holy ground. God says so. God says so. So my dear brothers and sisters, I would like to encourage all of you, including me, that let us stay together before God. When we feel God's calling, we should be ready to say yes to the Lord by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let us focus on God's calling for today. Great thing, great things already have been begun in God's calling for you, for me. Amen. Let us pray.